MC5, which stood for the Motor City Five, was a rock band formed in Detroit in the late 60s. The sound was loud, hard, and fiercely anti-establishment. Many people consider them the forerunner of punk rock. MC5 guitarist Wayne Kramer is back for some hard times with a solo album called Citizen Wayne. Critic Milo Miles has a review.
Until recently, the legacy of the MC5 looked very sad. Their White Panther politics of smash the state and off the pigs was a joke. Singer Rob Tyner was dead. Guitarist Fred Sonic Smith was dead. Only guitarist Wayne Kramer appeared capable of carrying on. But for the longest time, the main question about him was, when was the old warrior going to organize a serious solo career? He had teamed up with guitarist Johnny Thunders from the New York Dolls in a band called Gang War. And while they could rumble on stage, they were delinquent drivel on record. Kramer then spent much of the 80s wrestling with his demons. When he resurfaced several years back, his rangy whiplash guitar sound was intact, and so was his modest, gruff singing. But his songwriting was spotty and the music was out of it. Apparently, Kramer's idea of a progressive was Bruce Springsteen. However, he always sounded alert and of the moment when he played on albums by Was Not Was. Now one of the former leaders of that outfit, David Was, has produced Kramer's first really spanking solo album, Citizen Wayne. What a difference a few chunky, funky rhythms can make. Not to mention arrangements that leave space to breathe but stay fierce. Even better, Kramer has written a batch of songs full of class consciousness and, by my reckoning, with less baloney content than the MC5 ever managed.
He's a temporary contract man since the union lost its clout. He's got no meds or benefits. He's living hand to mouth. In the shadow of the monument, he finally pays his dues. Dying of a heart attack. There's them that's got the money, and then there's them that ain't. There's them that's smelling roses, there's them that's huffing paint. In the shadow of the monument, he finally pays his dues. Dying of a heart attack.
Kramer's, how shall we say, frame of reference remains fixated on the late 60s era and its consequences. Here, though, he sounds more like an outcast determined to stay defiant rather than a fogey. He spins out bits of personal history on the Chicago riots and the wrenching downward spiral of Johnny Thunders. He calls himself a stranger in the house and mocks both pampered revolutionaries and those shadowy government operations that might run dope for democracy. Still, Kramer hits the best chords of power as he describes a temporary worker who dies of a heart attack while shining the shoes of the Lincoln Monument. They used to call such fables righteously irreverent. What's new here is the wisdom at the end of a hard road in songs like No Easy Way Out and the right purdy guitar instrumental called A Farewell to Whiskey. Now, for Wayne Kramer, that is radical.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge.